An Angel's Gratitude.
In her 2,000-year history, one of the greatest saints the Catholic Church has produced is certainly Saint Francis of Assisi. And his incredible sanctity could not help but enlighten and inflame his early followers, so that there were countless manifestations of his extraordinary spirit among them. Many of these examples were collected in the 14th century in a book entitled The Little Flowers of Saint Francis. In this treasury, there is the story of a certain Friar Peter in Ancona, Italy, who, like his spiritual father Francis, possessed a special devotion to Saint Michael the Archangel. One year, as was his custom, Brother Peter observed with special devotion what is known as Saint Michael's Lent. It is a period of 40 days leading up to, and concluding on, September 29th, when many of the Franciscans, starting with Saint Francis himself, would fast and pray in honor of this great archangel and in preparation for his grand feast day. It was on the last day of this fast, while he was at church saying his prayers, that Brother Peter, much to his surprise and joy, received an unexpected visit from the exalted prince of the angelic warriors.
Saint Michael?
Brother Peter, you have labored so faithfully for me, suffering much pain and mortifying yourself in many ways. Behold, I have come to comfort you, and therefore ask of me whatever grace you desire, and I promise to obtain it for you from God.
The pious Franciscan, awed by this heavenly condescension, reflected for a moment. Anything that he wanted? And Saint Michael himself would obtain it from God? What an opportunity! Slowly, he answered.
Most holy prince of the heavenly host, and most faithful champion of divine love, and compassionate protector of souls, I beg of you this grace, that you will be pleased to entreat of God that he may forgive me all my sins.
Then, realizing the enormity of his request, he hoped within himself that the task did not exceed the charity or ability of the Prince of the Heavenly Host. But he was startled when the archangel, still gracious and kind, seemed disappointed.
My friend, since I can obtain for you this grace most easily, ask for another favor as well.
No.
But Peter...
At length did Saint Michael persist in his attempts to convince Friar Peter of his deep appreciation for the monk's affection, prayers, and sacrifices.
Please ask of me anything. Anything you would wish.
No.
Peter.
No.
Peter, anything.
Despite his generous insistence that he was prepared to obtain any desire of the humble Franciscan's heart.
No, really, that is all I want.
I can do anything you would like, Peter.
I have asked for too much.
The steadfast friar could not be persuaded to think of or ask for anything more. And in the end, with profound love and gratitude, Saint Michael simply said,
because of your devotion and faith in me, I will obtain for you this grace that you have asked for.
Oh, thank you.
And many, many more.
With that, the conversation ended, and the gracious archangel Saint Michael departed, leaving behind him Friar Peter, exceedingly consoled and joyful. In this day and age, so many of us do not even think about our guardian angels, much less that their love for us is deep and strong and faithful. But this story points out that even Saint Michael, the head of all the angels, is filled with the most tender and divine love for each of us. This story shows us the very consoling reality that these heavenly spirits, invisible though they be, are intimately aware of everything that we do, especially for them. And they are very vigilant and solicitous in rewarding even our least act of devotion. So we would be wise if we offered up fervent prayers and sacrifices more frequently for our guardian angels and for all the holy angels. We will never be outdone in generosity.